Esteemed Canadian writer George Eliot Clarke has authored poems and novels and written for the stage, screen, and opera. Clarke was born in 1960 in the province of Nova Scotia, on Canada's Atlantic coast. He grew up in a rough neighborhood in Halifax, but felt blessed that he could escape to the black loyalist community of Three Mile Plains, a town located in the lush Annapolis Valley. It was less than an hour away by car, bus, or train. His maternal grandparents lived there. They were descendants of American slaves who were liberated by the British during the War of 1812. This train is bound for glory. 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 Clarke loved their two-story white wooden home. It had an antique wood stove that filled the air with the smell of burning wood. He savored Sunday dinners, chock full of fresh vegetables from their bountiful garden. Clarke draws inspiration from these rich emotional memories and his passion for the region and its creative people. In his award-winning book of poetry, Wyla Falls, for example, Clarke reveals the rich oral narratives and folkways of black Nova Scotians in this area, a history almost absent from Canadian literature. One of Clarke's main objectives as an author has been to demonstrate how blacks in Nova Scotia decorated their lives with beauty as an antidote to poverty and racism. They created their own art, cuisine, music, and songs. George Eliot Clarke has received numerous awards for his outstanding work, including a Governor General Award for a collection called Execution Poems. The prolific writer is also admired for his teaching skills and has taught English in major universities in Canada and the United States.